Welcome. This is the Energy First Responders Group. It is September 23rd, 2020. And we are in the midst of huge change at all levels. Mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, but also huge planetary nature changes. Political changes, governmental changes, healthcare changes, education changes, all that's going on. We are asking for all of the heavens and all of the earth to come forward and assist us today as we go deep, deep, deep within ourselves and allow the new to come forward. We give great thanks for all that is coming, all that is shifting. And as it is my birthday, so it is the birth of a nation, the birth of a new nation. All those assist us through each one of us as we bring our energies together through the group structure. And we bring in all the other people who are a part of this group who may not be on today and all those who listen to this recording. We ask that these recordings go out to where they can be most beneficial. We allow the destruction of the old. Hindu tradition, there are three gods, creator, sustainer, and destroyer. An ongoing cycle that repeats. And right now, it is the destroyer, right this moment, that is coming through. Allowing old ways to be brought down so that we can go through to the Creator. We are also creating the new ways at this moment. And then the Sustainer. Once we have more of the creation of the new, although what's already being created is being sustained. So we have those three parts of the Hindu deity, as some people interpret it. We allow ourselves to go into our hearts at a deep, deep space and go to the moment in time that this nation was conceived. Through many beings, one of the Fathers, Saint Germain, is coming through us, cleaning, clearing, balancing, harmonizing, and attuning each one of us so that we can be more present to what is being brought through today. Allow the joy, the memory of the creation of this new government, this new way of being, that was meant to bring freedom, trust, peace, love, pursuit of happiness. All of these ideas, all of what this nation has been created upon, are coming through us to be grounded again and to be let go of. That the earth receives this creation. And that the earth becomes in charge of what happens next. And we ask that we allow ourselves to channel the earth's desire for humanity and its upliftment. And we ask that those who are conscious in a way to want what's best for humanity to come through. Knowing that what may seem like blockages are melting in the light of day. The light is being focused. And the new life begins from a seed, from an idea, repurposing that which was old. More than a couple hundred years ago, that got created. We are allowing the new, which is coming from the fifth dimensional, well, and even more than that, actually, the multi-dimensional founding fathers that are working through many people. So that we move beyond polarity, which contains power struggles, right and wrong, good and bad, we allow very beneficial outcomes, many, to come through. So So take a moment to go inside, and I will do sounds before we go inside, and then we'll be in the silence. As we allow this new multidimensional plan, idea, concept, reality for the new systems, particularly the new system of government for the United States. Today we are focusing on the United States. We also are focusing on nature in the U.S. And we're asking for balance. And in fact, for divine balance. Divine harmony. Peace. Love. And that word, freedom. The new democracy. The new balance. And allow the truth to come through. We're bringing the rings of truth to every man, woman, and child who would receive them. We're bringing it to all the planimals, plants, animals, mineral kingdoms in the broadest sense, everything that the earth is made up of, and to the force of nature, which is always with the truth. We ask also for compassion to be the watchword that assists in awakening all the hearts. And joy. Laughter, fun from earlier. Allow that joy to create the new freedom. From balance, divine balance in all situations. And grace. Grace like we've never seen before. So that there does not need to be the struggle, the removal, the eraser of the struggle. Moving into pure consciousness, love. All of these words, take these words, any of these words, and begin to go inside for yourself to find out, to bring through these new multidimensional government, whatever would be within you, what all of this means to you. Oh. Seya Kafa Alawaya Ha Hanamawa Lahu O Safaya O Safaya O Safaya Alawaya Ha He Kanaya Maya He Kanaya Olawaya He Safaya Ho Alawaya Go inside for a moment. And allow yourself to come back to the present. As we allow all that sustains us come forward. And to assist in releasing all of the fear, the chaos, the disappointment, the angers, the sadness, all of those emotions that are on the planet to shift. Be transmuted as grace moves through in ways unknown to us. I'm going to read just a few parts from the Gettysburg Address, which discusses a period of time in our history that we are moving through to uncreate, as many of the flags have been taken down and statues and everything from that time of conflict, and to allow it to move us through our own time of conflict here with power struggles, so that we may come to that place of working with and for each other as well as ourselves. And it does say 47 years ago, but that's, I'm just reading the words. And 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal, meaning men and women. We are now engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. And I'm skipping through. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. So it is. So be it. It is done.